The International Monetary Fund predicts that Australia's economic growth will remain at 2.5% this year before strengthening to 3% next year. Now, one of the reasons cited for Australia's marginally increased growth forecast is due to a lower Australian dollar. However, the IMF has warned that falling global commodity prices, such as iron ore, will continue to pose a problem for the Australian economy. The head of the Australian Tax Office will today call for an international investigation into the Panama Papers scandal. About 800 Australians are listed in the files of Panama law firm Mossack Fonseca and are accused of hiding their wealth. The ATO will propose 28 countries set up teams to analyse data and then launch prosecutions. After less than a week in the job, the administrator originally appointed to the failed iron and steel company Arion has been forced to quit. Last night, the insolvency firm Grant Thornton was replaced by Cordamenta, which is best known for its administration of the airline Ansett 15 years ago. It comes after enormous pressure from the Big Four banks and the Australian Workers' Union. To the global markets and at the close, the Dow and Nasdaq both gained 0.9%. The S&P 500 lifted 1%, while in London, the FTSE also rose up 0.7%. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is at $42 a barrel, Tapas crude is at $46 a barrel, and gold is trading at $1,255 an ounce. The Australian dollar is currently buying 76 US cents, 67 euro cents, and 54 pence sterling.